I tell you what, yesterday we spoke about the Footy Olympics. Was it 45 years?
Something like that, yeah, 45-year. Yep. 45-year anniversary.
A great concept, we thought, at the time. We would like to bring it back, in actual fact. But then all the people started texting through and reminiscing about who was good at this and who was great at this. And one name kept coming up on our screen.
That surprised us.
Well, it didn't surprise me.
It did for me.
I've seen him in action.
Yeah, I didn't realise he was a long, striding 400-metre runner, though.
Could have been something very special, they said. His name is Sam Newman, and been good enough to join us this morning. Samuel, welcome to 2019.
My word, I hope they bring it back. I'll still have a run.
Tell me, what events were you? Did you enter into the Footy Olympics?
Well, I entered into. We were thrust into it by our club. I think it was a VFL-inspired event in those days, and I think it might have revolved around the Televising Network 7 or whoever had it at the time, and we were just told to go and do it.
And what were you? You became proficient in something. I mean, feedback.
I was awfully good at it. When I went to Geelong, now I'm just telling you this, Tim, I don't like to brag, but of course I'm going to. When I got to Geelong, a trainer down there, the head trainer, was called Arthur Edgerton, and he was a renowned athletics coach. And when I arrived from the grammar school, because Bobby Davis got me down there in the early 60s, Arthur said, after he heard about my athletic prowess at the grammar school, he said, now look, he said, I could turn you into a, wait for this, Gary and Tim, I could turn you, could turn you into a world champion. I hear you, Scott. I hear a bit of a titter there in the background. A world champion 400 metre runner, or it might have been 400 yards in those days. And I said, geez, could you ask him? He said, yeah, I could. I said, is there much money in it? He said, no, there's none. It's an amateur sport. I said, what time's the first practice game? That was the end of my athletics career, but he was very, very confident I could be a world beater.
So who did you blast away in the 400 in the Footy Olympics? Who did you run against?
Oh, just the riff-raff, just the usual big names of the day, but I just left them in my wake. I just strode out a bit like Ralph Duvall and the late Peter Norman, who I was going to give the Black Power salute at the end of like Peter Norman, but I thought it wasn't in vogue in those days. I just cantered across the line and breasted the tape, as they say, and took the butt of confession.
Hey, Sam, are you still in 24-hour lockdown at the moment, or are you allowed out of your apartment there in the Docklands?
Now, that is a very interesting question. I've had a bit of a narrative going with some skateboarders, and they're pleasant lads, but of course, I'm not sure what level of scholastic achievement they've received.
Pleasant lads, were they?
Well, they turned out, they started off to be pleasant lads, and then they became shitheads. I said, look, there's a sign there, and it's there for a reason. Please don't skateboard, because the boards shoot out from under their feet and spear into people and pets and dogs and children and wreck all the infrastructure. And so I had quite a pleasant conversation until they kept doing it. And then I tried to confiscate. Well, I did confiscate one of the lads' boards and said I'd throw it in the water. And that got his attention. And there was a small scuffle ensued. So then they got onto the internet, and there they rounded everyone up and were going to come down and skate on sand steps as a big advertisement. So the police rang me. Very pleasant man. I'm not knocking the police. Very pleasant man. He said, Sam, he said, there's a designated event on Saturday. He said, there's probably going to be a lot of people there. He said, don't come out of your apartment. And I said, pardon? He said, don't come out of your apartment. I said, what do you mean, don't come out of your apartment? He said, well, look, you're just going to exacerbate the situation. I said, I'm going to exacerbate it. I said, all right, if I come out and get some provisions in case I need to eat. He said, well, look, send someone else out. I said, pardon me? He said, send someone else out. I said, what happens if they do it for a week? I'm going to end up dying of malnutrition. I've got to come out of the place sometime. He said, oh, well, he said, it'd be better if you didn't. I said, so there you are, become a prisoner.
So you're still up
in
there?
My own apartment, which incidentally, if I might say, I've noticed in the Financial Review, the tower that I live in is the only one that hasn't been cladding ratified. It hasn't had a hasn't had its cladding certified, you know. And I thought, I reckon it's caught fire a couple of times before, and I just thought it was the weather we had. I've been up on the top floor. I reckon bloke on the 35th floor, just happened to me, of course, because I'm on the top. Bloke under me, he had an accident a couple of years ago and had a couple of wooden legs. He was burned to the ground a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, probably it's the cladding. I don't know, but I'm hoping it'll be uplifted or uprated, the cladding, because we're in a very vulnerable position.
Are you allowed out yet? Have you been out?
Well, I sneak out under the cover of darkness. I come out the back way. There's a back entrance there that you can come through the car park, and if you know the combination, you can break yourself out on the Laurel Street, which I do. And I came out as Groucho Marx with a big cigar and said, "Has anyone seen the Shuckleburger?" And that got people's attention on the street, so they think Groucho Marx is living in their apartment building.
Hey, I know you're busy and you've got a lot.
Yeah, I've got another engagement. I'm on a special project at the minute.
What are those projects that you'll be working on at Channel 9?
Well, they're very, very, very hush-hush. Shortly, I presume they're going to tell me what they are. But we can't speak anything about what's going on at 9 at the minute.
All right. Well, okay.
I thought they might drop you in as a special intruder on Married at First Sight or one of those shows.
Married at First Sight. I've done that three times. in real life. Yeah. So I can give him plenty of advice about that. And
what about?
I was asked.
Oh, go on. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted.
I'm just trying to think of something to say while you're asking questions. Go ahead.
I wanted to get your thoughts on the AFL AFLX this Friday night.
What's that,
Jack? The AFLX on Friday night.
X?
Yeah, yes, you know,
what do you mean, AFLX?
The shortened version of the game that they're having on Friday.
Oh, jeez, I thought it might have been a pornographic site or something. I'm sorry, that might have been a game. AFLX, that's going... It's going. What is it?
It hasn't started.
What?
It hasn't started.
He's been locked down for 7 days now.
Mate,
so.
I haven't been allowed out. I'm stuck up in an apartment there. I'm on a drip. I've got a saline solution. I'm hoping to come out when the skateboarders say that they're not going to go on with their pathetic little stunt, and the police give me clearance. But right. I'm under lockdown at the minute, so I didn't know anything was going on.
Well,
what month is it?
We're just privileged to have got a couple of minutes with this, Sammy, so we're going to talk to
you. Are the Olympics coming back on?
We might bring them back, and you might be the patron. We'll wheel you out as the patron of the Olympics.
Jimmy Brayshaw, remember when he used to do the role of James Tongue, and Jimmy Brayshaw remember Jimmy used to do the role of James Tongue, and Jimmy used to go they're off, Australia leading. Beautifully. After 1 second, he said Australia were leading and looked like they're going to win.
Hey, we've got to go to the news. Thanks for joining us.
What?